Life bombards us with expectations about who we should be, what we should want, and how we should behave. But what if the secret to happiness is simply being yourself? Not the polished, socially acceptable version, but your genuine, quirky, sometimes messy self. This revolutionary idea forms the backbone of You Do You, a manifesto for authenticity in a world obsessed with conformity. Unless you're a serial killer, there is absolutely nothing wrong with you. Your uniqueness isn't a flaw to fix, but a strength to embrace. Think about it. How much energy do you waste trying to fit into boxes others have created for you? What if you redirected that energy toward living your truth instead? From birth, we're indoctrinated into an unwritten social contract, a set of rules dictating appropriate behavior. While some clauses make sense, not using phones during performances, many are arbitrary traditions that lead to lowest common denominator living, suppressing your authentic self just to get by. The problem isn't discovering who you are. Most people already know what brings them joy. The challenge is feeling permission to be that person when others constantly tell you you're too loud, too quiet, too selfish, or too weird. Living authentically doesn't mean becoming inconsiderate. There's a crucial balance between self-expression and social responsibility. Feel good about yourself without hurting others. Let's destigmatize selfishness. The childhood lesson that sharing is caring has been weaponized against adults, forcing us to give endlessly without boundaries. But as Ricky Nelson wisely saying, you can't please everyone, so you've got to please yourself. Think of selfishness as self-preservation. Just like wearing sunscreen protects your skin, protecting your happiness safeguards your emotional well-being. We're already selfish about physical health, so why not extend the same care to our mental health? Life's brevity offers another compelling reason to prioritize your happiness. Death is inevitable and unpredictable. I've experienced this firsthand, losing my cousin Emily at age 5, my uncle Bob, and my first boyfriend. With limited time on Earth, why impose artificial limits on your joy? There's a spectrum between good and bad selfishness. Taking care of your needs before helping others, like putting on your oxygen mask first on a plane, differs dramatically from being inconsiderate. Good selfishness is essentially self-care that enables generosity. When your cup is full, you have more to give others. Perfectionism is a dangerous illusion that leads to burnout and disappointment. As a recovering perfectionist, I've learned that accepting our flaws breeds confidence, while constant pressure to excel can break us physically and mentally. The downsides of perfectionism are many. Others expect flawless performance every time. Your standards become impossible for others to meet, and you grow frustrated with those who don't match your expectations. My own perfectionist tendencies led to health consequences when I pushed through illness for perfect college attendance, resulting in severe illness and a ruined holiday. Even Jesus took Sundays off. Perfectionism isn't sustainable when your body rebels. At 21, striving to be the perfect assistant backfired when my boss berated me. When I cried, she said, "I'm glad you're crying because it shows that you're human." She'd seen me as an automaton. Someone will always find fault, no matter how hard you try. To break free from perfectionism, lower your standards, like Ina Garten reducing dinner party dishes, observe that imperfect colleagues still succeed, and intentionally mess up small things, like my dad getting ice cream in his new car to overcome fear of damaging it. Being difficult means being confident, vocal, and standing up for your beliefs. There's nothing wrong with asking for what you want, even when others disapprove. The essence lies in both asking for what you want and pushing back on what you don't. I once persistently requested an unused office until my exasperated boss finally relented. That's how I got a private space for workplace crying jags. Rules exist in many forms, but not all deserve blind adherence. Question rules that limit you more than they benefit others. When someone says, "Don't quit your day job," they're really expressing their own risk aversion and doubt. My journey started by breaking this very rule. At 15, my failed attempt to quit an unhappy summer job, ending in manipulation to return, taught me the wrong lesson that quitting equals failure. I carried this belief for years, enduring toxic workplaces and abusive bosses. Our doubts often stem from a culture that prioritizes stability and thrives on obligation, guilt, and fear. Risk-taking varies in intensity, from low-stakes appearance changes to calculated financial decisions to emotional vulnerability. Starting ventures requires both strategy and dedication. Death by focus group occurs when small, homogeneous groups make decisions, resulting in safe but uninspiring outcomes. The solution often comes from someone willing to be difficult, whether refusing mediocre choices or pushing for bold alternatives. In negotiations, value yourself first. Effective tactics include asking challenging questions, starting high, setting boundaries with friends and family, and being clear about your bottom line. Doubt, like marigolds protecting a garden, serves a purpose but must be contained. While challenging social norms around security can make others uncomfortable, meaningful growth requires embracing uncertainty. Success is achieving any goal you set for yourself, whether that's professional achievement, personal growth, wealth, family stability, or simply making it through each day. For some, success means financial prosperity through career or investments. For others, it's using that wealth meaningfully, supporting family education, eliminating debt, or charitable giving. Many find success in work-life flexibility rather than traditional career advancement. Success encompasses much more than conventional measures. It could be excelling as a listener, partner, parent, or community leader. It might mean maintaining sobriety, spreading joy, making positive change, or persevering through challenges. Don't wait for external validation. Celebrate your own wins. Whether through small indulgences, private celebrations, or a simple booyah, acknowledge your achievements. As a child, I dreamed of becoming a hairdresser after salon visits with my aunt. When a family friend dismissed this as beneath my potential, suggesting college instead, I abandoned the dream for academia before becoming a writer. Consider how others' definitions of success may have shaped your own path. Ultimately, You Do You is about the freedom to be yourself without apology. Whether that means embracing your weird quirks, saying no to family obligations, addressing mental health challenges, refusing to smile on command, accepting your body, or cultivating a healthy ego. We all have our unique qualities and challenges. Life becomes infinitely better when you prioritize your authentic self while respecting others' journeys. You don't need to change who you are to fit someone else's expectations. The world needs your genuine self, not another conformist afraid to rock the boat. Remember, you do you, and you'll do just fine. Your authentic self isn't just good enough. It's exactly what this world needs.